This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Cornelius Bracey will be leaving Santa Rosa for Australia next month, where he will be part of the United States team in an international soccer competition.
I've had dreams of representing my country. That was definitely a big dream of mine when I was a kid. I really didn't think I'd ever do it.
And it very nearly didn't happen. Despite excelling in the sport as a kid, all the way through high school, Bracey, by his own admission, went off the rails when he went back east to college on a sports scholarship.
I just followed my own desires, which got me in a lot of trouble. I went from doing school, soccer, and good things to just scumming it.
We'll come back to Cornelius in a moment, but first we need to meet Julius Uje, a former Nigerian soccer player turned coach in Santa Rosa, where he's established the Spitfire Leadership and Soccer Academy to use the game as an outreach vehicle to troubled young people, which is how he heard about a national program called Homeless Walk-Up Soccer.
The statistics is staggering. Those who participated in the Homeless World Cup, 94% of them seen themselves differently. About 75% of them decided to have a change in their life. About 54 decided to take training for job. Also, a huge percentage decided to go back to school. So those are the changes that I saw that I was like, wow, this is incredible. And after knowing what soccer can really do for people's life in terms of the discipline that it takes, I knew that, yes, these folks who started the Homeless Walk Up are up to something.
Julius set out to start a local homeless walk-up team, and he made his first pitch at the Redwood Gospel Mission in Santa Rosa.
I couldn't even finish my speech before I saw this young man raise his hand up in the back of the room, and he says, I used to be a pretty good soccer player. I said, really? He said, I played to the level of even representing my country at the youth level in Bolivia. Then I said, how did you end up here? And he told me his story. He was a top athlete. He thought he had everything easy until he lost it. Then I said, you know what? Do you believe in second chance? He says, yes.
That young player, as you've probably guessed by now, was Cornelius. And he's frank in admitting this wasn't his first second chance. But he says that this time he'd been humbled enough by adversity to recognize that he might not get another one.
I got humbled to the point where I was even ready to play on a homeless team. Even though I was homeless by default in a drug program, I didn't care. The changes after that happened was just a real strong sense of motivation. It forced me to be disciplined and just stay on that straight and narrow path, which I needed. It's very motivating and it spurs me to just keep on doing the right thing so I don't mess up this opportunity, because I've messed up a lot of opportunities, especially around soccer. I don't want to do it again.
Given that opportunity, Bracey found his focus and self-discipline again and became a key part of the Bay Area team that competed in the National Homeless Soccer Tournament in Washington, D.C. last summer. His performance there earned Cornelius a spot on the 8-man roster for the national team that's heading for the Homeless World Cup competition in Melbourne next month, an experience he is now determined to make the most of.
Feels like my 10th life, because I've got a lot of second chances, but I don't think I was ready, and I'm just really thankful that this chance did come along.
You've got a chance to find out more about the Homeless World Cup on the North Bay Report webpage. Just go to krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.